You wanted the Bears. Well, guess what, buddy? You got them.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Senpai Strength Podcast, where we talk about anime, lifting, and whatever else we want to talk about. Today, we're going to introduce a new segment of this podcast, and it's going to be called The Verite. And it's going to just feature the shenanigans and kind of talkings and random, honestly, just like bullshitting of the Bears, which is, you know, me, Vulcan underscore Snorlax, or Jace, and _ Ice Bear_ or Travis. This first episode is going to be how we kind of came up with the idea and just like a random assortment of our conversations, so you can get an idea of the tomfoolery and kind of just the idiocy that is the Bears sometimes. But before we get into that, I kind of want to give a little update on the podcast front. We did have a couple week hiatus because I was fixing things relating to the podcast, but everything's pretty much good now. So we are going back to the one episode a week schedule, and I am working on, I'm trying to get it to where we can do two episodes a week, and that's kind of like the first goal with it right now. But at this moment, it's going to be one episode a week. Yeah, that's it. So let's kind of just jump right into this episode, and I hope you like what you hear. If you are listening on Apple Music and iTunes and stuff, if you can leave us a good rating and 5 stars, I think I will start hosting giveaways and kind of stuff like that relating to that, so we can try to drive traffic and try to get our rating number a little up, because we're kind of like a little nobody right now. So without further ado, here's the Bears.
Top of the just, morning to you, Nakama. This is Ice Bear and Pan.
Just, you know what? Just, okay.
Okay, that's the intro.
Let's say you're going to do post-production, but just give me an ice, like, give us, like, a trial run. Just pretend you're in post-production. We're not here.
Yeah.
Just
edit. Edit yourself out.
Yeah. There you go.
give us a pre-post-post-production.
Pre-post-post-production?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just try it.
Wow, way to be freaking, what do you call it?
Pushy?
Not pushy.
Encouraging?
Wonderful, supportive Bears?
Friendly and supportive to your cause? Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Peer pressure Bears.
You. Yeah.
I feel like you're trying to get me to smoke the devil's lettuce.
No.
We would never.
We're just trying to get you to do your show.
I'm just trying to get you to do your fucking job.
Yeah. We're trying to focus you 47 minutes into recording.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, shit. Okay. Dude, I can't believe it's been that long already. It feels like it's been like 10 minutes.
Trust me, Travis has the fucking timer. He's on the fucking clock.
I got like one of the official like radio countdown clocks with like 200 point font in red. It's just right above the like Kitsune masks on the wall.
This I've is got on the air.
There was yeah, one I've of got that the for
on,
Instagram
I've
followers.
I've got the on air light.
And I wanted to get it, like, but it's like $400.
Whoa, 400.
Yeah, it's fucking a ripoff. I was disappointed.
You say ripoff, I say steal, but okay.
Sorry,
we don't all have that fucking pharmaceutical dollars.
Oh yeah, let's rip on the guy that, you know, works at fucking the state, who has a monthly check come to him on the first every month.
Yeah, this guy with his consistent fair wages based on his hard work. What a douche.
Yeah. Millennial, not my millennium.
Okay, all right, let's get this. Okay, we're gonna actually start now. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
let me get a sips on my sips.
Oh, I don't have a sips.
God, I want a sips.
I didn't even think about that.
Three, two.
Can you not say my real name on this podcast?
I don't want to be associated with you, dare deviants.
It's gone full circle. You would understand that joke more if you had read the fucking chat.
Yeah, it was a throwback reference because our comedy is really refined.
Well, y'all did a poor job of building up the delivery, and you know what? I feel left out.
All right, hold on. If you want to talk about delivery, let me try this joke on you again, because earlier it received rave reviews from me.
she fucking died.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
I'm so glad that the Hime is not in the room to hear this. She would have lost her shit.
Dude. She would have spilled her ginger everywhere.
Yeah.
I was gonna say honey, but Hime honey sounds dirty, so I refrained from saying it.
Don't touch my Hime's honey.
Yeah. It's like, concentrate on your own shit, man. Leave Pam's life alone.
But you know, it's not fair because, like, all of Pan's jokes get like 10 points funnier because he has like the Hime hype laugh behind him.
That is very true.
Like, the delivery just gets fucking amplified because fucking Hime busts out right behind
him. I wish I could say that, like, I prepped, like, I was like, okay, I need a big laugh for this one, honey. But that's just her. It's like she's never heard these jokes in her life, and they just fucking blow her mind. Yeah. If you're expecting great buildups to jokes falling flat, this is your podcast. Because trust me, we're full of them. We're going to let you down all 45 minutes. We're just like the... whoever wrote Harry Potter, you know, the infamous J.K. Rowling. We just start from the back of the Harry Potter dies, and then we go from there.
Bear apologies for the spoiler to the end of Harry Potter. Sorry if you guys haven't read book 7 yet. Harry dies. It's pretty fucking sad. Voldemort does some weird shit to Hermione, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Can you please put a spoilers tag on your podcast?
spoilers.
Spoil really, really old fucking movies.
Yeah, can we rapid fire ruin the end of like every popular franchise?
I haven't watched enough franchises to
So spoiler alert, Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's father.
The T-Rex lives.
Yeah, what the hell does the T-Rex live in? What are we talking about?
Lives, and you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen it.
You know.
I don't know. What Jurassic Park? What are we?
Yeah,
what?
Boom. There,
oh, there you go. So you knew. Oh, you knew.
You knew.
I'm trying to think of things that were surprising, though, to really grind people's gears. Like Secret Window, Johnny Depp's the murderer. Ha! Enjoy that.
Oh, you know, I've actually never seen that movie. So thanks for spoiling that for real.
Welcome. Let's be honest, if you haven't seen it yet, you weren't going to watch it.
That is very true.
It's been out for 12 years.
Turns out Planet of the Apes is actually just Earth in the future.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Dude.
I never would have guessed that with the movie Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I guess that's not relevant anymore with the remakes. Never mind, that was a shitty one.
Oh, here we go. More relevant to your listeners. Megalobox sucks ass.
Yeah. Is that how you say it?
How else would you say Megalobox?
Is it Megalobox or Megalobox?
Megala? No, what are you? Do you go to the gala or to the gala?
It's the gala.
way to give two wrong options. Also, did you watch the show? They say Megalo like a billion times in it.
That's like English, though.
Yes, which is canon.
That's a fair argument.
It's like they're like that's how they would if they were speaking English would say Megalobox.
All right, look. Do you guys know the show Ninja Warrior? Like before it became like mainstream American bullshit. Like back when
it was on. Yeah, I used to love it.
Yeah, so there was an obstacle in that called the Spider Walk, but they pronounced it Spider Walk. I argue that is the correct pronunciation.
Oh,
if you say Spider Walk, you're being an asshole.
Yep, I agree. That's not inclusive. So,
yeah, that's not inclusive at all.
Huh. Way to be bigot Spider Walk sayers.
Yeah. All right, let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, Travis is tired of talking to us. He's
what I was going to say was Luna started
Megalo
Box yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Saying how much she loves it. And I was like, well,
don't tell her.
About the end.
Don't tell her.
When she gets to episode 12 and she's like, holy shit, I think this might be my favorite anime ever. Be like, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You should read all 242 chapters of the manga, dude.
I just said that, oh, cool. Two of my friends thought the ending was unpredictable. Tell me what you think.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
God, if we could go back, because me and Travis just hyped that shit up.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie too. I was so happy when there was such a sick satisfaction when y'all admitted that it sucked.
Yeah, you just enjoy seeing the bears in agony.
I just wanted to watch the bear burn.
It just follows
a goddamn sadist.
Well, that's because, for one, how much shit I got for not watching it.
We did give you so much shit.
I got a fuck. Like, that's probably the most shit I've gotten in, like, Berete history. Was because I didn't watch fucking Megalo Megalo Box.
Is that what Kendrick Lamar meant in his song Poetic Justice?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much is what it was.
I didn't understand that until we got fucking raped with the ending.
Whoa.
Megala Box.
Look, now you're just adding vowels.
I'm just saying it like you say it.
So just
let's
get
just
it right.
Move on. Let's just go. Yeah. Let's please. Do this. Come on, Rudy. We're not funny anymore. So
yeah, we're not humorous bears.
Let's get this stale ass out of the way.
Senpai Strength, episode 2 of the podcast. This is Ice Bear coming in hot with Pan Pan and Grizz.
Should we go into the history of how we became the bears?
Well, I think too far in the head. Let's get to an intro.
Let's get a solid intro and then we'll discuss.
Well, I'll want to get this.
Okay. Rough itinerary. Intro. We acknowledge the intro and then, get in. I guess you could ask each of us, like, how the bear started. Or you could just say it and we could commentate on if it's accurate or 100% bullshit.
Yeah, I like that. Because
we know that you're a bullshitter, so we're the fact checkers.
We'll be the advocates of truth here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like how I started talking to Ice Bear story. It's one of my faves. I don't even know if he knows it.
I want to hear Panda's version of how we became pals. So I'm excited too.
Are you laughing in a scarf shirtless in the room?
Yep. I was earlier, in a very similar state of laughter. I don't know if I'll ever laugh that hard again.
Dude, that was funny. I don't even remember how, like, that... How did that whole fit start?
Y'all... I do remember it. I don't know why I was on a tyrant, or if I was even actually on a tyrant, but, like, both of you were just, like, on my shit. Like, always. And, like, you're like, sit him down. Like, he needs to take a nap. Like, you were like, he's being ridiculous at this point. I think it was because that was, like, the start of the Tattle Wars, And, like,
I was about to say,
yeah, there we go. We fucking tattled on your ass.
You know, fucking, like, tattled on me. And, like, Michelle had said, "Are you tattling on the fucking Bears?" And, like, or some shit. And I just, I left the room, like, Michelle was in. And I just needed some time to my fucking self because I couldn't handle it. And I was already just, I was in only my boxers. And, like, my fan was on in the bedroom. And I just needed to sit down. But I was like, I'm fucking cold. So I saw my Iron Yokai scarf and I wrapped that up on my neck, but I couldn't fucking stop laughing, and I didn't even have my phone. Like, I was done. And, like, she came in recording me. And, and she's like, "Why are you still laughing?" And I couldn't talk. It really hurt. And then, like, she's like, "Why the fuck are you wearing a scarf?" It was like, because I'm fucking cold.
You know what I realized? Is that we can definitely do a fucking bear corner. Because even out of these, like, 3 fucking hours, we've, like, barely scratched the surface of anything bear-related.
We did nothing. We answered, like, 3 questions.
But
yeah, you absolutely, you're going to be so annoyed when you're editing. Because you've got, like, 12 minutes of content.
I know.
Like, there's a plethora. Like, we can make fucking 2 episodes and some fucking bonus shit with this stuff.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. Good luck, well, Palser.
Well, with, like, with the Hime's thing, we freaking, like, I think we forgot we were recording and we were just talking normally for a long fucking time. But I made that work.
Yeah, it looked, I mean, it sounds great.
So yeah, I think Michelle is not a horrible person, and the 3 of us went on many absolutely, shall we say, insensitive tirades.
Yeah. Good luck trying to Da Vinci code this shit.
Yeah, Da Vinci code it.
Can we? Yeah, Travis, just back up whatever I say.
Yeah, fuck just... yeah.
All right, I gotta go get Froyo.
Wow.
The panda sleeve
abandoned us for a low-calorie ice cream alternative.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was 4 hours of my time not enough for you?
Yeah.
Because my family's been in the other room just waiting, fucking starving.
We've been setting aside our day for you since, like, 12:30.
Yeah, Travis.
It's 7:30 now.
we have expended, like, even before this even started, me and Travis were just spitballing back and forth at noon. Like, we were ready. We were like, fuck yeah. Like, we had invented that way back then. And we were ready, and we're like, so where's the Grizz?
Well, you know what? I had to let the creative juices settle. So,
but that's the thing. Like, we peaked. We had already peaked before we even started.
Yeah, you really caught us in our denouement.
Yeah,
I went to go check on my family, and they're both asleep. Thanks, guys. They fell asleep waiting for me. I've got Rye. He's by the door asleep.
Well, it's perfect.
With his shoes on.
Now they're asleep, so you can spend more hours with us.
He's, like, with his shoes on. I think he's got a note in his hand that says, you know, 1 coupon for Froyo. Like, he was, like, ready to fucking go, and I just broke his goddamn heart.
All right.
In his sleep.
All right. I'll stop starving your family, Pan.
You I don't want
nice, to. A nice Froyo date.
I didn't want to, you know, guilt trip you like that. I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave on that note. I mean, they're asleep. Now we have all the time. Are your dogs asleep?
I think they're dead. Dogs don't live that long.
They died. I think that's going to be the new podcast intro. I think they're dead.
I think they're dead. They don't live that long. And they hit that button. Fuck yeah.
All right. I think that's a good note to leave this on. 3 hours in plus in, so.
All right.